This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Some song intros on the show today and comedian Rob Haney. They're all coming up right after this.
Time now for the guy who'd rather play guitar than have sex.
Brian, honey. That guitar down and come to bed, baby.
Yeah, in a minute, sweetie. I'm working on this great lick.
That's exactly what I'm wanting you to work on in here.
No, man, the sound is awesome in here. It sucks in the bedroom.
You don't like sucky sounds, eh? Well, I think I can make a sucky sound you're gonna love. Come here, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah? You got an old tweed Fender basement amp in there or something?
An amp? No, I'm not talking about some stupid amp.
It's not stupid, baby. It's all about the vacuum tubes, you know.
All right, you bring your tube in here, and I'll do my impression of a vacuum cleaner for you.
Sure, sure. In a minute. I think I'm going to change my G-string first.
Well, what a coincidence. I just happen to be wearing a G-string. Here, let me take it off and give it to you.
Huh?
Well, like what you see?
No. This won't work, man. I use 10-gauge strings. What is this? This is like silk or satin or something. I can't get any decent tone out of that.
All right, let me put this in terms you'll understand. You need to turn the amp off and turn me on right now.
Yeah. Just stay on standby for a little bit while I work on my solo.
Fine. Better get used to going solo because I'm leaving. Have fun with that big chunk of wood in your hands.
This isn't a chunk of wood. This is a hollow body Gretsch, baby. It's got F-holes. See?
Better change that F-hole to an A.
Ooh, change the F to an A? Great idea. I can move this cord.
This has been the guy who'd rather play guitar than have sex.
Yay. Bravo.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
That's Bob. I'm Tom Chick McGee at the Sports Desk. Christy Lee at the News Desk. In the interview loft, comedian Rob Haney. Okay, here's your hint here. We were talking about something a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you recognize this song.
I'm asking you for the first time.
Heard it.
Anybody?
Does Eddie Grant have something to do with this?
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Oh, this, wait till you hear the hook. This is a really good song.
Go ahead, play it.
Okay. Come on, baby.
I'm asking you for the first time. Show me enough, I can say yes.
Player. Now there's a song.
Player. This isn't Player.
No, it's you. You brought up Eddie
player
Grant.
Player is Baby Come Back.
Well, that's a different. Baby
different.
Come Back.
That's a different song.
not nearly as.
Who's this?
This one preceded it. It's the Equals.
Yep.
The Equals.
I knew that because I looked at that.
Because we were talking about, you mentioned the first videos on MTV.
Didn't they used to be the Splendas?
They were.
Then they were the Sweet and Lows.
Yeah.
And now they're the Equals.
I love it.
I would almost bet at some point there was probably a barbershop quartet called the Sweet and Lows.
Uh-huh. I
don't
bet
you think
right.
there had to be yeah. one?
How do yeah, I not probably. Have Eddie Grant on my iPhone? Oh, son.
Mm-hmm.
Electric Avenue is a great song.
Oi!
Oi!
Yeah.
Electric Avenue. Yeah. Baby Come Back's a great song.
Baby Come Back's a great. I just heard that yesterday. What version? Yeah. Player's version.
Oh, the intro. The intro to that is like 3.5 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, you can jock that one.
Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, hi, Donnie.
Man, we was laughing here at work. That's crazy about that guinea pig story. Christy, talk about that guinea pig got over 100 females pregnant.
Yeah.
Male got into the female enclosure and impregnated over 100 guinea pigs.
Some kind of kids park, and they had a guinea pig exhibit.
They have a guinea pig village, Donnie.
One guinea pig knocked up 100 guinea pigs.
Yeah.
I always thought guinea pigs were the pussies of the rodent world.
Really?
That sort of changes my opinion of them. Mm. I swear to God, I mean, June bugs, mealworms, and point guards don't breed that fast.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it was the same.
All right.
I swear to God. Uh-huh. I bet you it was the same. Guinea pig was in that movie Caddyshack, remember? That pig ruined an entire golf course, pissed off Bill Murray's to the point he had a speech impediment. I laughed, mm-hmm. I swear to God, and I normally don't watch documentaries, but if you think about over 100 by the same dad, that's going to be a lot of eggs come winter.
Yeah.
And if they didn't catch it then, they'd catch it now. All them babies. Christy, can you do me a favor?
What, sweetie?
Is there any way to check to see if this guinea pig is named Tom? I'll hang up and listen to Ryan.
His name is Randy, actually.
Thanks very much, Don.
You're welcome. Yeah.
We do have a comedian Rob Haney here with us.
There's the player.
Oh, this is such a great song.
This goes on for what seems like ever.
Especially if you're a disc jockey and you have to.
Hey, coming up, we've got
up.
Traffic and weather on the tens.
Oh, not so fast.
Let's see if Tom can put up with this before they start singing.
Like that guitar sound.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You don't like that? Is this it?
Yes.
Nope.
I told you.
Now we got two guitars doing that.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're underwater. It's a great effect. Is this it here?
All right.
Spending all my nights, all my moments, going out on the town.
That's very nice. Very nice. Now, that's not the longest intro, though.
No.
Off of my mind.
One of the.
No, John Mellencamp's got one. I Need a Lover, longest intro ever.
2:45.
It is. He's right. I actually did my radio final to that. I did. Jocked up the intro to I Need a Lover.
That was the final?
That was my final.
Doesn't that seem silly now?
I know.
I got an A.
Well,
there's a couple that are. That's a good question.
There's a lot of good ones.
When you were a DJ back in the day and you had to get a lot of information in.
And you had to keep music
going. And you weren't
all
allowed
the time.
To not talk. I mean, you weren't allowed to not talk music. Without music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stations do that now, and they play bad disco beats underneath them.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So I think you're supposed to think that you're going somewhere. Sports stations finally dropped the constant Eddie Van Halen guitar in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I think finally someone realized that was getting a little old.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they'd be doing the score, there'd be these screaming guitars in the background.
I remember Traffic and the Spark of High-Heeled Boys had a big, long intro, and I had it on 8-track initially, and they didn't have the intro in the 8-track. And then it wasn't until I got the album I realized that there was this big intro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, a lot of radio stations cut it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you, do you think you could jock up? Do you know where the post is, as they say, on
I Need
the
a
John
lover.
Mellencamp song?
Oh, it's been way
is
too long.
Is that the longest?
I don't know.
It's the longest one we have. Long. There's probably others.
Lou Reed, the live version of Sweet Jane. That was a.
Yeah,
was
but
good,
nobody
though.
Plays that on the radio.
Oh, they should. That's a great song. Steve Hunter and Dick Wagner and the guitars.
I mean, talking about, that's a whole different genre of music. I mean, those live albums, they could.
Yeah, that's
now,
a, that's
we're talking about.
The intro is terrific. Sadly, Lou Reed starts singing eventually. So then it kind of.
True enough.
Well, there's that.
Singing in quotes.
Yeah.
I'm singing now.
Hey,
don't
sweet
you go not yeah.
Singing. That's what I'm doing.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
We have an assassin.
Rain and depression. Oh, sorry.
Sad story here. Oh, see this about the lady burning down the tree?
No, I was going to do did sex see that. Stories.
It was like, how many years? How many hundreds
tree,
of years old?
3,500 years
yeah.
old.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that.
She got.
She apparently was lit herself, I guess. What does this say?
Yeah, she got in trouble.
Florida woman Sarah Barnes avoided jail.
Go ahead, Tom. Read this story, Tom. Well, John Mellencamp, please. I need a lover.
Got plenty of time.
Yep.
Doesn't really fit the.
No. Tell us about the tree after 35
years. I have a story that'll fit over this.
Okay.
A pair of teens from Sonoma County, California, in deep trouble after allegedly using a stolen credit card. Oh, wait.
That's the edit.
That is the edit.
Yeah. No way.
There you go.
Sorry.
Totally an edit.
That's not the real
that
album.
That is not the album version.
No, it isn't. Do you want the album version?
No, that's
I do like it when we just sit around and play some.
Who does it? I love it when we do this.
I know. Just listen.
Here are teens from Sonoma County, California.
They can't hear you.
In deep trouble after allegedly using a stolen credit card to rent a $240,000 McLaren sports car and a $12 million vacation home.
Sum Ting Wong.
Mohammed Halawawi. And Niam Kaskoff, both 19, pulled over by a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy last Wednesday evening. Haloa was behind the wheel of the outlandish orange supercar, which was rented for a mere $15,000.
Supercar?
It had been reported stolen. Teens were arrested without incident. An investigation underway. As how the teens were apparently able to use the fraudulently obtained credit card to charge $27,000.
Yeah, it's gone.
We're still talking, and the music's still going.
I can't do this. I can't understand.
Osborne Cox.
So what you're saying is you can't focus on the words because there's music underneath. Is that what you're telling me? You still can talk.
Awesome solo from the great Larry Crane. Fantastic guitar player.
It's still going.
Oh, I ignored one night. I heard someone yelling, Jack!
Larry.
Wait. Jack! There's
Jack!
More!
That's me on Cowboy.
Jack!
And I didn't turn around. You go,
it's me, Larry, you idiot!
Yeah.
You got the idiot part right.
I did get the idiot part. He did get the idiot part. Christy, you know where it comes? You ready?
Now you can see why I got to do my final over the intro to I Need a Lover.
So you talked over this whole thing?
The whole time. Yes, and hit the post.
What's John doing on stage during all this? Is he
smoking.
Can you go take a break?
Smoking.
Yeah.
Johnny Cooper's smoking. You know he's smoking. Wherever he is right now, he's smoking.
Wearing sunglasses.
Smoking, baby.
Because the sun never sets on the pool.
Ready?
He's going to be going out again.
Okay, this.
All right, this time for sure. Yeah.
Presto.
Not yet.
So you could have done traffic, weather, sports.
I could have done that. Could have read the opening of Tale of Two Cities.
Still good, though.
A couple of members could have left the band just during the intro.
A couple of members did lose.
After he said the word, after taxes.
Nicely done.
That's a great song.
Johnny Cooper.
That's a summer song right
Johnny
there.
Cooper.
Wasn't that a hit by Pat Benatar? Didn't Pat Benatar make that a big hit? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
It was better when he did it. Sorry.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm old school.
All right, there you go. There's a little intro learning for you. Oof. Young disc jockeys out there.
Yeah, if you need to, if you've got to get a lot of public service announcements out, play that intro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, some of them are not quite as long.
No.
True.
A lot of them are.
You hate the ones there's no intro at all.
No, I know. Like this one.
What is this one?
Oh, Electric Avenue.
Oh,
that's great quality.
Hang on, hang on.
Oi! Oi!
Hey!
it's a call and response.
Hey!
Electric Avenue.
Violence.
Are you
violence.
Playing that through your phone?
Huh? Yes. No, I'm playing it through my phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was. What else have you got, Christy?
A fornicating retiree and her younger lover were arrested.
That's what I want to be known as.
After a fornicating retiree.
Hey, there he is, the fornicating retiree.
After being caught having sex in the usually sedate town square of a Florida retirement community.
Is that wrong? You're going to have to help me with that because no one explained it to me.
So they're out right in the middle of the 68-year-old street.
68-year-old Margaret Clem was found pantless in the pavilion with her shirt down.
Nice. Her shirt down.
Mm-hmm. Shirt down, pants up.
Oh,
got it.
Jumblies. Mm-hmm.
Shirt down, pants up.
She's 68. Pants down.
Pants down, shirt up.
No, pants down, shirt down.
Both of them down.
Okay, so this is quick.
No pants, no
pants
shirt
down, shirt down.
Down.
And then they're in the town square?
Mobilia, 49, was found with trousers and underwear dropped to his ankles.
Right. Nah. Ivy League style.
Ivy Leaguer.
In the gazebo?
In the gazebo, in this town square. Police were called to the Villages, a 50,000-strong retirement community in Florida's, is it Sumter County?
It's Groundhog Day!
At 10:30 p.m. on June 2nd.
Up to see the groundhog?
Officers ordered the pair to get dressed, arrested them for indecent exposure.
Why, hey, honey, you want to go play cornhole? Oops, I guess someone beat us to it.
Why is it Gazebo a first name? That'd be a good first name for a boy.
Gazebo?
Gazebo, call him Bo.
The Villages, by the way, known as Florida's friendliest retirement hometown, guess.
Next baby, Gazebo Griswold.
So, wait, let's get back to the story. So, you got
a retiree,
and
she's and her young lover.
He's
doing
49.
It right there. What time of day was it?
10:30 p.m.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, 10:30 p.m. in the Villages, everything's shut down.
That's right. Everybody's in bed by then.
The shuffleboard's closed.
Everything's closed.
I think it was actually the Villages. A few years ago, the news story was the amount of syphilis going on around there.
What?
Because of
because of
all of the retired ladies are having sex like crazy because men.
So he wants to finish before her life alert goes off?
Could be.
She was only 68.
I'm going down, and I'm not going to get up.
And seriously, I saw pictures of this couple. She was not an unattractive woman.
Well, no wonder they're going at it.
Yeah. He was a pretty good-looking guy, too. So.
Hop back in the scooter, head home.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was at 10:30 at night. Otherwise, I kind of pictured her grandchildren knocking on the door. Grandma, you home? Let's go look for grandma.
There's no children allowed in the Villages. No children in the Villages.
No.
Can't even visit?
It's over 55.
I don't think they can stay overnight.
And it was over 55. He was only 49.
Oh, breaking the rules, breaking the rules, breaking the rules, breaking the rules, breaking the rules. Breaking the rules.
It sure beats,
priest!
Sure beats bingo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like.
I wonder if she said bingo when she's all finished.
She must have liked his dauber.
Mm-hmm.
Also from Florida.
Does Medicare cover KY? Does that
KY?
I don't know if that's actually considered a medicine, Tom.
You can buy that at Walmart. Why do you need to?
Breaking the rules, breaking the rules.
Oh, we've
Are
got
we gonna
that
have
now.
A song for every single thing today?
Why not?
Oh, we could do that. That'll take
homeless
some
homeless man. This is such a nice baby comeback. A homeless man who was accused of robbing two Tavares, Florida homes Thursday wore some pretty incriminating evidence.
Can you
evidence.
Stop that? It's getting irritating.
Mm. A woman's bathing suit he allegedly stole from one of the victims.
You want irritating?
Oh, it is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have to play that every
and
Tuesday.
And the Kings won.
And
so
every time the Kings win.
I think that's very apropos today to play that.
Well, hopefully there's only one more Kings victory.
Oh, for gosh.
Speaking of long intros.
Oh.
How long is this one?
Hello. Hey, this is Tom Scholes. I broke my wrist. Album's
Austin?
Delayed again.
This goes on. This is a good one.
Yeah, this is a long one. This might beat John Mellencamp.
We don't have to experience the whole thing.
Oh, yes, we do. Do you remember how cool it comes in, though, at the end? Man, bang, bang.
Yeah, I'm sure I remember that, but I don't have time right now.
You know, you have time if you'd only open your mind and make time. Maybe that's what you should do.
We're just going to sit here and have this irritating music playing while she tries to talk.
What's wrong with it? Yeah. The equals, and you want to hear Baby Cut Get Back or whatever the hell they're doing, but you won't hear Foreplay a long time. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I'm sure this time it'll start with the music.
Or no.
The vocals.
No, this goes on.
Oh.
That's why it's called Foreplay. If you just play a long time, then the song starts.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Cup time.
What the hell is that? Oh.
Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Well, the IRS can't take that away.
Yes, they can. Yep. Yeah, they can. Let me have your hammer.
A homeless man is accused of robbing two Tavares, Florida homes Thursday, and he wore some pretty incriminating evidence, a woman's bathing suit he allegedly stole from one of the victims. 31-year-old Dustin James Landers was spotted by police who were on the lookout. They came across the suspect wearing a black camouflage bathing suit.
Hey, that's a good look.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Maybe he thought he couldn't be seen. Along with a pair of rolled up tight blue jeans. In his pocket was apparently some jewelry he had taken. Investigators say two bags he had on his person contained more jewelry, an Xbox, headphones, iPad, and other items.
So he was wearing the top of the bathing suit?
He was wearing the woman's bathing suit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Intoxicated?
It doesn't say anything about intoxication. I don't know if...
You don't have to be drunk to try to feel pretty, Tom.
Thank you,
Bob. Did you see this?
You're welcome.
This is kind of scary. Guy named... Jose Varaga Acevedo was launched 31 floors in 15 seconds when an elevator malfunctioned.
Oh my
God. I saw the video.
What? Saturday. They have video of that?
There was video from inside the elevator. And when he hits the button and it just shoots straight up and the doors close and then slide back open. And you see the wall and the
going
straight up until it hits the top and then the camera goes out. Very weird.
It shows him desperate. It says it shows him desperately trying to push buttons to make the elevator stop.
Well, sure.
He suffered head and leg injuries when the elevator crashed into the roof.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this?
Modern elevator. That was in Chile.
Oh.
In the United States, most elevators are equipped with.
It's Chile. Don't do that again.
Chile.
In Chile.
In Chile.
Chile.
I'm visiting Paris later. In Chile.
Well, you know, in Chile. We were in Chile, Rob.
Wait a minute. You make fun of other people when they do
that. That's because I enjoy it. Of course I do. Most U.S. elevators are with brakes that are... Is that from your iPad? Did you put any KY on your iPad?
Sounds too good for his iPad.
Hey,
you gonna put...
Oh, that's on your desktop.
Yeah, it's on this desktop monitor right here.
Did you put KY on that?
Why would I?
So when I shove it up your ass?
KY on it?
Oh.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, well, I get it now. You're being mean. Okay, that's fine.
So we have brakes on our American elevators? You mean like emergency stop brakes?
Yes, they automatically activate. According to this news account...
Maybe Chile should come here and study our elevators.
This is from My Fox 8.
No.
They're on your side.
Where news comes first. Remember, we're doing new slogans.
Oh, someone sent me one yesterday. The news station, their slogan is, "We've got your back."
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it, Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.